I am delighted to say that I am joined in studio by Maureen Ní Cruachóir. It only took me three goes.
Yeah, I did it. You've got it.
The first time Maureen came in, I couldn't. I had to get her to pronounce it. The second time, I've gotten better at it. And the third time, I have it.
You have it.
I nailed it. Now, Maureen is the swim coordinator out in Aura Leisure in Youghal, and she's popping in with us to have a chat about, I suppose we'll recap a little bit on what we spoke about the last time, which is the benefits of swimming. But also, if people are often going out to the Aura and they're wondering what a junior duckling is and what a shark is and what a dolphin is and what a turtle is, you're not going mad. There are different levels of the swim academy. And Maureen is here to explain what exactly they are. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Now, okay, so the last time we were in, we had a quick chat about the benefits of kids getting into swimming. Now, we're just coming off the back of your 4-day intensive course last week. How did that go?
It went really, really well. What I like to see, and what's a credit to the teachers, is we had a certain amount of number, about 60% in our first intensive. Then it just grew and grew and grew, and we were maxed out to capacity for our August one, which is just a complete credit to the teachers. And people are coming back and spreading the word and saying how beneficial these 4 intensive or 5 intensive days are for the kids. Because for a child who's 5 to 9, even a week between each level is a lot, or each lesson is a really long time.
Yeah.
So when they have this drilled into them in the nicest, funnest way possible, day after day, they do progress and they do just click, and it comes along much quicker. Exactly.
Yeah, you're creating habit again. So just for people who are not aware as to what these intensive classes were these the first time you did them?
No, We did them. We had one in July, so one on the 8th of July and one on the 15th of July and then one again in August.
Okay. So just let listeners know what exactly are
they? Perfect. So it's a 45-minute class. Generally, it's always at 9:45 in the morning. Get them in nice and early before they're too tired. And they come and do their 45 minutes class in the level that we have assigned them to from our assessment. And then they'll just do back-to-back lessons for 5 days in a row. Obviously, what they cover in the class is dependent on the level that they're in, but they're definitely a great way to give them a push start, or if the kids have been out of swimming for a while or anything like that. I know we've got one coming up in at Halloween, and even if you just need something to do for 45 minutes, get them out of the house, get them to burn off a bit of energy. They're great for that.
They're great to do. Now, you spoke about levels there. Oftentimes people go out there, I know I've done it myself, and you'll see all these little lovely pictures on the walls, and there's ducks and there's turtles and there's sharks and there's dolphins and there's all of this stuff, and you'd often look at them going, what? Okay, so can you explain to people the different levels and what they are?
I can, of course. So we, with our academy, we've got 11 different levels. Aura across Ireland has 10, but we've got 11 because we separate our ducklings into junior ducklings and senior ducklings. Junior ducklings is definitely straight off the bat, getting water confidence, getting them comfortable with water being poured over their face, submerging into the water, giving them an idea of floating, but basically just movement in the water. The senior ducks, then we move on that they have to be able to put their face into the water to blow bubbles and to submerge, and we'll really emphasise getting that correct kick as well, and lots of floating. Turtles is just kicking. That's all it is. It's the fundamentals. It's the basics. They want to get it perfect, because if they have a weak kick, they're going to struggle level after level after level the whole way through. So turtles, recaps on everything, making sure that they can dive under the water to pick up their little sinkers and bits and pieces like that, independent floating, and just really, really making sure that kick is correct. Seahorse and under, all these classes are in the smaller pool. Seahorses will start entering in the arm movement as well, and a bigger emphasis on floating and kicking on their back as well, making sure that they're comfortable and they can come from lying on their back to standing up, which is usually the scariest part for any child. Seahorses as well is from, so it's an 8-week term. From week 6, we move them to the big pool for the last 5 to 10 minutes of every class to get them comfortable and make sure they're confident and they know that they can still do everything in the larger pool. In starfish, getting comfortable in the big pool. They're doing everything they did in the smaller pool, but it's deeper water. They have to be able to thread water and they have to have that confidence to do the longer distances. When they move up to the goldfish, there's a massive, massive emphasis on breathing to the side, which they haven't really touched yet. So this, our big chocker block is goldfish. It's quite difficult for kids to get out of goldfish, as in they'd probably do 2 or 3 turns in it, purely because there's so much to take on board. Not only that, their next level is such a big step in distance as well. So in their goldfish, they've got to do everything they've done already, but they've also got to learn their breathing to their side and their breaststroke leg kick, which is not a natural stroke.
No, not at all.
And it's definitely a lot of learning involved. Once they've kind of got their stamina a little bit, they'll be moved up to the swordfish level, which is fine-tuning that breaststroke, making sure that they can do their arm pull, their breathing, and have an idea of their breaststroke timing. Then they move over to the flying fish. Flying fish and dolphin, we sometimes merge as one class, because it's quite easy to, they're learning the same things, but the distances are increasing. So we'd send them off at different times and do different distances. But it's flying fish and dolphin that they start to learn their butterfly. So once they think they've got on top of everything, we throw something in on them. Exactly, exactly. And then our last two classes are stingrays and shark. In our stingrays, they need to get on top of their on top of their butterfly. Make sure that they can do their tumble turns, a few competitive starts, diving and things like that. Then sharks is just putting everything together and really increasing that distance. Make sure that they're ready for lanes or their rookie lifeguard or whatever they want to move on to afterwards.
So it's like, it really is intense. So like every level follows from the one before it, so that they're progressing constantly through it. Now, a question that will often come up, and it's more a frustration, I suppose, than a question. You will have parents who have their kids out there and they could be, let's say, in junior ducklings. And it comes the time at the end of the 8 weeks and they'll get their little slip and it'll say whether they're staying or whether they're moving. And oftentimes parents will get frustrated if that little slip says stay. As opposed to go, because the child is upset as well. I mean, the child sees other people move on, and you're there, and you're kind of going, well, you know, is this going to happen for the child, or what's to happen? But I suppose it's important to clarify now why that stay on that slip is there, why that is nearly as important as the move on side of it, isn't
it? Exactly. So, like, as kind of how I've just said, if they are lacking in something, if they move up, they're going to learn all their new things but still be weak in one area. That one area is going to hinder them level after level after level. We want to be 100% sure that they are strong enough, not just strong enough for the level they're in, but strong enough to be able to take everything on from the next level, rather than still in the back of their mind thinking, oh, I can't really float on my back properly, and now we're having to kick on our back and use our arms and all this sort of things. So if it's stay, it's generally for a very, very strong reason. I find a lot of parents, and I love it, because if a parent comes to me and says, I'm not really happy that my child hasn't moved up, it's showing that they've got a massive interest, not only in their child's progression, but they're sitting there and they're watching the class, because they can say to me, he can float, he can do this, do that, blow bubbles. But what they might not understand is if that child can't kick and doesn't have a proper kick or doesn't have the bubbles, there's tiny things that might seem like such a small percentage when the child can do so much other stuff, but it has such a big impact. If they're not blowing their bubbles as they go along, they're going to struggle when they learn to breathe to their side, when they learn their bilateral breathing, all that sort of stuff. They're just going to be swallowing the water and struggling. And when they get more tired, they won't have that nice, relaxed, calm rhythm to their breathing. So,
and you did just mention it there, parents can always come up and have a chat with you 100%. Anyway, if there is any issue, parents can come up and have a chat with you about it and say, look, why?
Exactly. My worst fear is that parents are sitting out there unhappy, not sure what's happening with their child, why they've stayed, and they're just keeping it to themselves. I'd much rather that they bring it to me or to the attention of a member of staff, even to the child's teachers. They're the best people to talk to. That's what I do. If you came to me and said, so-and-so isn't progressing, I would say, all right, I hear you, and I'll go and chat with the teacher, because I haven't seen that child swim. I haven't seen them for the last 6 weeks. But the only thing I cannot emphasize enough is if your child if you are not happy with the level that your child is in, there's no point in coming to me in week 7 of an 8-week term and saying that you're disappointed. Yeah. Come straight away. Mention it to the teacher, especially if your child has been in the same level twice. You already know that they have to work on their kicking or on their back float or on their butterfly arm action or their breaststroke timing. You know that from the report cards and from previous terms. So make sure to mention that to the teacher. They're really approachable. They are really lovely. And that's what they're there for.
Perfect. Another question that often gets asked when people put their kids forward for swimming lessons, particularly if it's an older child, mm-hmm. If you're talking your 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds in some cases, do they have to start in junior ducklings?
No. We definitely don't do our academy on age, we do it on ability. But I can completely understand how a 9-year-old child is not going to benefit being in junior ducklings with 4-year-olds. It's going to massively have a negative effect on their confidence, on their motivation,
they just
everything
don't
like that.
Want
it's
going
to be a bad experience. So what I definitely emphasize to my teachers as they go through it, if they've got a child in their class who definitely needs to be in their class because they haven't got that kick or they can't put their face in the water, I would say work as much as you can. Sometimes we keep them 5 minutes behind class just kind of as a goodwill gesture to give them a little bit of a push to keep them going, because we do, we want to see progression, we want people to enjoy the academy, but we also just want to make sure that they're comfortable where they are. So if I had a child who was 9 in my senior ducks class, which would be very unlikely, and she can put her face under, but she can't put it under for as long as I would like, I would still move her up to the turtles because she's going to learn her kick then. Whereas if she is stuck in the junior ducklings, senior ducklings, all she's going to be thinking about is, everyone's so much younger than me, everyone can do it. I'll have a chat with parents, say, come in once, twice a week if you can, and you guys practice this yourselves, because she's not going to get anywhere being stuck in that class. We also do our one-to-one private lessons as well, but definitely we will take their age into consideration when we're assessing them.
Absolutely. Now, one final question. I'm firing questions at you.
That's all right.
Because I know it myself from bringing the kids to swimming lessons, there are questions that will constantly pop up with parents. Price, right? If you have a child that has done, let's say, junior ducklings or senior ducklings or whatever, and they don't progress to the following level and they need to stay on for another 8 weeks, is there a discount in that price or is it the same price?
No, so that would be the same price. I would definitely would not be worried. Senior or junior ducklings, the first level is a different scenario. If your child has been in junior ducklings for 3 terms, come to me. They shouldn't be there for 3 terms. They're going to get bored, they're going to get distracted, and their attention span's just going to go. Other levels like goldfish, I wouldn't even bat an eyelid if a child was in there for 3 levels.
Because as you said,
terms.
that's the
so
congestion
hard.
One anyway.
Exactly. And when they start picking up their extra lengths and extra distance and all that, you have to allow them time to, 8 weeks isn't that long. It's not even 8 hours.
No, and as you said, there are seven days between each lesson
exactly.
as well.
Exactly, and you spend the first 5 to 10 minutes refreshing what they've learned in the last lesson. So what we do, rather than we don't do give a discount on the price if they're in there for an extra lesson, but what we do is I run a report on week 2, and any child who has been in a level for 4 terms or this is their 4th term, I'll ring the parents and offer them the opportunity to bring them in a second day that week, and just to give the child a bit of a boost and have the 2 lessons a week for the 8 weeks so that they can really progress and it's drilled into them and that they have the best opportunity they can to keep moving forward.
Brilliant. And as you said, I mean, at the end of the day, your intention is to move kids
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want them sitting in one level and being bored and not enjoying it.
I think that's enough questions fired at you. Sorry. There's a few there. Yeah. Thanks a million for coming in. Remind people again, so of the competition that's going from now until Friday, what have they a chance of winning here
so
at CRY?
They have a chance to win a lovely family swim pass to the Aura Leisure Centre in Yall, and it's 2 adults and 2 kids. They just have to like and share it on Facebook or give yourselves a call and do it.
Perfect.
I'll just say as well that we are rebooking for the next term, and we're starting again the end of August, and it is an incredibly busy term, so if you haven't gotten in yet, definitely give us a call at 024 91614.
There you go, guys. Maureen, thanks for coming in to me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Always lovely to have you in. So that's it. So that's Maureen Nicru, who is the swim coordinator of the Aura, and as you you heard there, there is a family pass up for grabs every day this week. We gave out our first one yesterday, and congratulations to Vicky Griffin, who is the winner of that. Another one up for grabs today. It is on Facebook at the moment. Like and share it. If you're not on Facebook, call us in 024-91199, and the winner to that family pass will be announced on Drive Time this evening. Maureen, thanks a million.